Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A new report card on Minnesota infrastructure that includes water, transportation, bridges, and roads gives the state a C grade. The report card by the Minnesota section of the American Society of Civil Engineers studied 11 different categories. Minnesota's best grade was a B- for aviation and public parks, but lower than average grades for drinking water and roads. The organization says the state has made some progress, but without constant funding, these improvements may only be temporary. Your property taxes could be coming down if the Minnesota Senate gets its way. The Senate Tax Committee passed its omnibus tax bill that includes more than $100 million in property tax relief. Hermantown DFL Senator Grant Hauschild says that equals about $171 for most residents.
We know that the federal actions are directly impacting local government's ability to operate, and those costs are being passed down to property owners. So this is our response, saying we can provide a little bit of relief to property owners and help them get by.
The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Minnesota's unemployment rate stayed flat in March, holding at 4.5%, while the national rate edged lower, Deed Commissioner Matt Verlach.
Minnesota gained 800 non-farm jobs, which equates to 0.0%, which is why we're terming them flat. And that's on an over-the-month, seasonally adjusted basis. If you look just at the private sector, we gained 600, holding even again at 0.0% during that period.
Minnesota's labor force participation rate slipped to 67.6%, well above the national rate of 61.9%. And legislators and housing advocates want to extend the state's housing tax credit program beyond 2028. Republican Representative Spencer Igo is leading the push.
Why I love the tax credit so much is because it gets at what I think are some of the core principles of housing, which is when we have diversity in housing, we bring down the affordability. We make homes more affordable in all of our communities. And when you combine those two things together, we create stability for all of Minnesota.
Since launching in 2023, there have been $42 million in taxpayer contributions, which have led to more than 100 housing projects across the state. In other headlines, Congresswoman Angie Craig is criticizing a Republican-backed skinny farm bill passed by the House, saying it fails to help farmers and working families. Craig argues the measure doesn't address rising input costs, lost markets, or high food prices, and warns tariffs and cuts to food assistance could worsen economic strain. The Office of Inspector General bill has finally cleared a major hurdle and is heading to the House floor. Blaine Representative Matt Norris says one compromise reached was the postponement of creating a separate law enforcement agency to work with the Inspector General.
They have the ability to work with the BCA, and I'm kind of calling that a test drive period to give them an opportunity to see, will the BCA work, or is there a need for that separate law enforcement agency?
The bill now heads to the full House. And heavy rain and melting snow have forced emergency road closures in parts of the Superior National Forest in northeastern Minnesota. The U.S. Forest Service says washouts have made several roads unsafe in the Gunflint, Kowishawee, and Tofty Ranger districts. Officials say campgrounds and rec sites are still expected to be open this weekend, but visitors are urged to use caution. This is MNN.